How you doing, fam?
Bro, I'm chilling, bro. You blessed? You know.
I think you're what? The fourth guest? Third guest?
Fourth, right? Because there was Sharon.
Sharon, Sophia, Josh. You're the fourth guest, bro? Okay.
Wait, didn't you guys hit 100K too?
Yeah, we just hit 100K. Yo, 100K. Shout out you guys. We just hit 100K. Today's what? February 12th. Damn. So we're like almost 3-4 months in.
Before Valentine's Day too.
Just before Valentine's
Day. Proud of you though, bro.
Thanks, bro. Shout out RJ. Thanks for coming in, bro.
Humbled, bro.
His friend from high school.
Did I tell him how we first met?
Yeah.
It's lunchtime. I remember you guys. It was, you had Carlos Black Market.
Yeah.
Gavin had, what was Gavin's called again?
It was Cloud HQ or some shit.
So if you guys don't know, they were hustlers before all this. Like, they were flipping. So we had a rap battle that day.
Oh, yo, I have the video of you like freestyling on my account.
Yo, you gotta post it on this.
Tikin, it's still on my Wico Studios account. Used to be Carlos Black Market, right?
Yeah, I was searching for it.
So if I just like unarchive the video, it's there, fam.
Bro, connected to this, bro.
I can actually post that shit.
See that deal? Was like,
I forgot. But we were just doing like a cipher. Like, bro, Iman was there, you were there.
The whole squad.
Denzel.
Bro, that was the first time we met, basically.
Go. Let me go, man. Oh. You know, Chen Gavin, this is Ryan. My name is Ryan, but call me Brian. I'm flying. This got me dying. Ooh. But I'm crying because I'm a blood, no crip. Pay that bitch a tip.
Hey.
Took a drink and then I sipped. Then I nutted on her lip. Yo, why the f*** am I going off?
After that, it was just a friendship. We had the same friends, mutual.
Yeah, we just had the same friends.
We was always together and shit.
Like, I always saw you at, like, the parties and shit. Like, you're just always in the cut.
But I'll be at the party, though. I'll be chilling. I'll be sitting down. Remember, were you there at that one party?
Which one?
Party was it? We was in the basement, all of us. And we were just, like, Charon played the music.
I know the party you're talking about, but you started freestyling,
yeah,
so right?
Charon was just, with all the way. Man, Charon, bro.
That was Brandon's party.
Brandon, bro.
Yeah.
I don't really party, though. But that was, like, that was one time we were all there.
Yeah. You're like the class clown though, you feel me? Like, everyone knew you as you make the jokes, bro.
Let me say, I went class clown for a prom.
Like, oh, you did? Prom.
Yeah. But let me tell you something. People think that's bad. To me,
how's that bad?
People think that's bad. Like, people think that's embarrassing. To me, I'm positive.
Yeah.
If I'm coming to the room, I'm gonna make sure you're smiling. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah. You bring in that energy.
But yo, I've always been that guy. Like, remember in grade 11, I'd be dancing and shit for live.
Yeah, yo. You started doing like the fucking quarantine radio before quarantine radio was a thing.
They don't know about that. I'd have my shirt off dancing, but you know, that was when I was fat though. So that's what I was able to do.
Yo, you know how people say like when you're fat, you're more funny? Do you think that's true?
I feel like, yeah. Because it's like a self-esteem type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me personally, but like, I feel like a lot of people, they want to find a way to get attention or something.
I think what it is, it's when someone's fat and they know they're fat and make fun of it, it's kind of like a confidence thing. He's so confident in himself, like he can roll like that.
So back in the day, people, I'm a hooper. I'm the fat hooper. So like, back in the day,
you're not even fat,
I'm chubby still. But you know, back in the day, I'm just like, bro, be sure. So I started dancing on live and stuff, getting viewers like 20. To me, 20 viewers is a lot, bro. If you
yeah, life, back in the day,
if
yeah,
I get over 8 viewers, I'm chilling.
So. In high school, yeah, fam.
Yeah, like I remember dodgeball. Remember when we had dodgeball tournaments during Christmas?
Oh yeah, were you on my team? Nah,
no, I wasn't. But we had a halftime. We were having a dance off.
Yeah,
everyone's dancing, bro. I'm just looking. I'm like, I did a somersault, bro. I took off my shirt, bro. I was hectic, bro. I won't do that no more. I'm mature, bro. At this point, but those are the good days, bro.
Fam, you know what I always thought? Like, if anyone's gonna pop off on YouTube, it would be someone like you. Still, I don't know why didn't you go on
YouTube,
you know, or even like Instagram. And shit.
A lot of people told me about YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know how to start it.
Bro, like,
I know it's the pandemic. People told, like, I see a lot of people from Durham starting on YouTube.
Yeah,
you know,
and TikTok.
Like, and I'm looking at, like, I did good on TikTok.
You had some flow on TikTok.
If I were to start, I'm gonna let it chill for a bit. I think in the summer.
Bro, start tomorrow, fam.
You feel like I should do it?
Listen. What did I say with Sophia? You saw the Sophia episode, right?
Yeah.
Dog, it's never a like, oh, I'm gonna do it later. Because if you say I'm gonna do it later, you're not serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're serious and you really want to do it, you'll do it the very second you have time.
That's why I feel like when I see you guys doing this, when I see my friends doing YouTube, it's like motivation.
Yeah, that's like my goal, fam. Like, I really want to just motivate people to do what they want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like when I was telling Brandon and Charon, like, you guys inspiring people, bro. Like, you inspire me a lot. So you telling me I should do YouTube? Stay tuned.
Fam, like, honestly, even if it takes a bit to get like a start on it, mm-hmm. bro, as long as you're starting,
yeah.
you start to like build how you want to be. Yeah, you start yeah. to build like the content. You start to get more comfortable. Feel like me?
Confidence, right?
Exactly. Because yeah. when you start something, like when you start ball, when mm-hmm. you first start playing, you're not the greatest shooter.
Nah.
I mean, mm-hmm. you keep taking shots, you become the best shooter you can.
That's what I'm saying. That was that little brown boy. They didn't think I could play ball.
Exactly. But like if you have that natural talent, mm-hmm. I mean, and then take it to that level where you practice and practice and practice,
yeah,
then you'll get sick at it, right?
You know what, bro? Stay tuned. You know, you telling me that I may have to do it.
Like, it's do
like,
it, bro.
How my jumpers jump, but I have jumpers knee. Don't let that go over your head. You get it? You get it, huh? Don't let that go over your head. But yo, real talk, I may have to.
Yeah. Who's that guy? You remind me of that guy, you know Shiggy?
Nah, don't disrespect me. No. Shiggy's a one-hit wonder. No, don't disrespect me.
Nah, but you used to make like...
Oh, no, used to? Because the dancing aspect?
Yeah,
I can't even dance no more, bro. My back,
no, what do you mean you can't dance no more?
Oh, bro, my back be hurting. My ankle.
Seeing you have arthritis and shit?
Arthritis or something, bro. I can't. Like, when I'm playing games, I be bending down and shit. Like,
word. Oh, yo, talk about that time you got hit by the car, fam.
Y'all don't know. Tragic moment, bro. If I cried, I got hit by the car. And so what happened was,
I shouldn't be laughing still.
Nah, it's funny. I'll send you the picture too. So yeah. Usually after school, like, you used to leave quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I had a bus.
I would always stay back till like mm-hmm. 4 or 5, chill with my people. And I always used to ride a bike to school.
Yeah.
But I live like 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm riding my bike, and I remember it's a green light, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going, boom. Shorty hits me.
That was on like the crossway, yeah, right?
So she's turning right, but she's on a red light. So I guess she was on her phone or something. So she hits me, bro. I'm like, what is this? Like traction, bro. But it's slow. She was going slow.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I get hit by a car. I'm falling. My first thing was not to get my leg stuck because it was coming from the left.
Yeah.
So I jumped off quick.
Oh, so you saw, do you see it coming?
Not right when I felt it. You could feel it.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First. So yeah. Right when I felt it, I jumped. So I landed on my elbow or whatever. I'm laying down. I'm like, bro, this is my time, bro. Let me get something out of this.
Yeah.
So I'm laying down. And two teachers that I know, thank you, they ran. Like, they drove past it. They seen it. They ran from like...
Oh, this is like near the school still.
Yeah, this is at the lights. Whites and Finch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they jump out. They see it. They're running. They check on me first. They're yelling at the girl. Like, what are you doing? Da, 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 he's a kid. And she's coming up like, are you okay? Da, da, da. She knew she was in the wrong.
Mm.
So they called the cops and stuff. And the cops came. He's talking to me like, you good? Da, da, da. I'm like, bro. My phone was cracked before that.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find a way to get my phone. So my mom was sleeping.
Oh,
she
fuck,
works
yeah.
like not like she works early. So she was sleeping. I was calling her. She wasn't picking up.
Yeah.
So I had to talk to them myself or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband came. Her husband comes up to me. He's like, yo, I have a kid. I know how this feels. Da, da, da. I'm like, bro, you trying to make sure I don't sue you or something.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to be all nice and stuff. But I'm like, bro. My mom came after. She's like, honestly, like, don't even think about that.
You didn't get nothing from that?
Nah, my mom's like, there's no point in suing
bro.
You.
Bro.
Because this is my mom's thing. She's like, yeah. bro, you're not hurt.
Why nah, you fam, you were hurt. Because I remember ever since that day, mm-hmm. you were like limping around and shit, bro.
Okay, I'll tell you the finesse after this.
Okay.
My mom's like, bro, if you're not hurt,
yeah.
what's the point in suing? Da, 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 da. Like, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just let it be. I'm like, you're my mama, I'm gonna listen to you.
Yeah.
But the school thing came. So I go to school the next day. I'm perfectly fine, bro. I had a practice that afternoon.
Oh, fuck yeah. You just played?
Nah, I told my coach, I'm like, coach, I'm hurt. Cause that coach,
yeah.
Coach Skinner, bro, he would make us run every practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, I'm like, coach, I got hit by a car. He's like, what the hell? I'm like, yeah, I can't come to practice. Da-da-da. He's like, all right, it's cool. I still went to practice with a watch.
Yeah.
You know, but I was trying to show him, I need more minutes.
Yeah.
So I come to school the next day. I'm perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing no uniform, though. I said, look, I have proof. Your teachers were there. I got hit by a car. I can't walk. My ankle hurts. I brought in crutches. Like, I was not hurt, bro.
You weren't even hurt?
I wasn't even hurt. I'm like, bro, can I please wear non-uniform? She's like, how long? How you think you're going to be? I'm like, yo, a month or two, bro. This shit hurts. So if you see me, bro, I was coming to school with track suits, bro.
Yeah, fam. I saw you. You're like... crutches and shit. Yo, even after that, after the crutches, you're just hobbling around, bro.
The day they told me to stop was when we were playing ball.
Yeah.
I think they tried to set me up. They're like, all right, we're playing ball for gym class.
Yeah.
I've got my shit straight from the locker room. I'm playing. They're like, what happened? I thought you got hit by a car.
Oh,
like,
they're trying to catch you.
I was like, yeah, I'm just practicing.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. Getting hit by a car, bro. Wear a helmet. That's the first
thing. A lie?
Where, you know.
Because that could have been way worse, though.
People say, you know, like, to this day, I still don't wear a helmet, but wear a helmet.
Not for real, because shit, like, God forbid, but, like, imagine you landed on fucking
my head or
your head. Imagine bro. You landed on your, something else.
Yo, like, even though it wasn't that bad to hit, I'm going to still milk the shit out of that. I'm going to act like
yeah, I yeah, yeah. I'm surprised you didn't get like cash from them.
Bro, I could have. If I really wanted to.
You could have.
I could have showed them like, bro, you broke my phone.
Why didn't you say that at least?
Bro, like my mom, like what my mom was telling me as a realistically, I wasn't hurt.
Okay, okay. I
so
guess.
I'm like,
I guess.
You know, maybe you're right.
Yeah. I don't if you weren't bothered, if you weren't bothered.
Man, I was getting attention from it, so I didn't really care. But yeah. At that point, I'm like, bro, my mom's what she was saying was true. The only way I would have done something if I was hurt. A lot of people, I think I regret it.
Yo, there's so many people, especially I saw videos in like China and like in Asia. Mm-hmm. They really try to get hit by fucking cars and shit. Just bro, just for a bag.
Just for like not that's insurance frauds and shit. Don't people be doing that stuff?
Yeah. Yo, I had a Uber driver one time, right? Mm. And this Uber driver was telling me, like, no, I asked him, like, yo, what's the craziest story you ever had, right? Yeah. I'm just curious. I'm like, how long you been Ubering and like what's the craziest story you ever had? He told me this one time he was on the highway, fam.
Yeah.
On the highway, and a man like went in the middle of the highway and pretended to like jump on his car. In the middle of the highway. That doesn't make sense.
Is he okay, bro?
Nah, like I don't know. He was trying to get like something out of it. So he literally like tried to run into his car.
So he wasn't like on some shit. Like he was just wanting money, bro.
That's probably or some shit. I don't know. But
I remember like 2 years ago, I seen on Snapchat people were like, oh, hit me up for car insurance fraud.
What?
So I was thinking, yeah? Like, oh, are people really crashing into like each other on purpose?
Yeah, I'm saying that's some of the methods.
Don't count me out on that. I'm not involved. I'm
yeah.
Like that's, yeah, I should have not. Like looking back at it, yeah. I'm gonna go home and tell my mom I should have sued that day.
Low key.
I had an iPhone 5, bro. It was like 2018.
Damn, take advantage of every single opportunity you have, low key. Yeah,
man, not looking back at it, they were trying to sugar it up. They're like, are you okay? Did I be mm-hmm. kid? Like, knowing damn well, they were just trying to get out of the situation.
Yeah, they didn't care about you, fam.
I'm too nice, huh? I'm too nice. Bro.
They didn't care. Yo, I almost got hit by a car too. One time I was walking like to the bus stop. Mm-hmm. And I was about to cross the sidewalk, right? Yeah. I was just walking straight and I see this car like turning into the street that I'm walking across.
Yeah.
So I'm walking and I see it coming towards me. Bro, I swear to God, it was like I had what's it called? The Spidey sense, fam.
Bro,
I had the Spidey sense and then like I saw it in like in a split second, boom. Like I jumped out of the way. If I didn't jump out of the way, I would have got hit.
Bro, I've had moments like that.
Yeah.
Like there was multiple times I could have got hit by a car. Like, bro, what's a near death experience for you? Like, what's the
near death experience?
Like, crazy. Like, have you ever had one?
Yeah, I have one. So this one time, me and my dad, we were driving home. We're driving home, and we're making a left on the street, and he was looking into like our neighborhood because we're having like roof construction or some shit.
Yeah.
And he was trying to look ahead before he turned, trying to look at our neighborhood like, oh, if they're finished the construction, right?
Yeah.
He was just curious, looking over, and he wasn't looking at the car coming towards.
Oh.
But I was because I noticed like he wasn't looking. Mm-hmm. And I saw like it was a big Ford truck, fam.
Oh,
this big Ford truck's coming fast. And then he was about to turn. I'm like, stop. There's a truck. Yeah, I told him to stop. Yeah. If I didn't tell him to stop, we would have got hit. And if we turned, I'm on the side that would have got hit like the most.
Thank God that. Good shit for that, bro. I think my near-death experience was grade 2. So I went to Ottawa. There's like a big water park in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably heard about it. So there's a big slide.
Yeah, yeah.
And it drops you into water.
Wait, you can't swim, right?
At that time, I can. Now
oh,
I can.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so I didn't know like how deep it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd fall right in. Bloop. I'm down, bro. I'm looking up. I can't swim, bro.
Fuck.
I thought my feet was gonna be at least, you know, like up to here.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I'm deep, bro. So I'm like, yo, I'm yelling underwater.
Oh,
the lifeguard's
shit.
Just looking at me. I'm like, bro. And at that point, I thought I was gonna die. I looked at myself. I'm like,
yeah?
Is this it, bro?
Damn.
Is this it, bro? I'm out here struggling. And it took him, I sort of got 30 seconds, bro, to put the broom in. You know, the thing you gotta grab?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, and I just walked off, bro. Like, I'm just like, what just happened, bro? And to me, like, water's scary, bro. Water, like, I can't, like, the ocean, lake.
Yeah, because if you're not used to swimming, it takes a couple, at least, like, a year or two to get comfortable with the water.
Yeah, I have another one. Virginia Beach. This one I'm in Virginia.
Yeah.
Bro, the tides, bro, like, it'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I see my teammates, two of my teammates, they were swimming, like, deep.
Oh, they're swimming into the sea.
So my dumb ass think, yeah, I'm going to be like that.
Where?
I'm going in, bro. And I don't back. It's pushing me out. I'm like, yo. And all my mom's yelling, she's like, yo, like, what the fuck? Everyone's like, yo, come back. And I thought it was over from there, but luckily my teammates grabbed me.
Oh, they grabbed you.
Yeah, they grabbed me. So we chilling.
Damn, bro.
The ocean, bro. I can't trust water, bro.
It's really nice to know how to swim and like have someone that knows lifeguarding shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm a lifeguard, eh?
You're a lifeguard?
Yeah. Like, so I was swimming since I was like 7.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do competitive swimming and then I did like lifeguarding and shit.
Yeah, that's blessed, bro. Mm-hmm. Nah, but like water, like swimming. Like, I have too much stories of swimming. Like, it gives me PTSD. Like,
weird.
I could have been a lifeguard. Let me tell you. Like, I could have been a lifeguard, but, like, I think I had one teacher only.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, I started off late, like, grades 5, 4. So once I got, you know how there's levels.
Yeah, yeah.
In Toronto, like it's level 1 to like 10.
Yeah, yeah. Some
down
shit
here,
like that.
It's like animals, no, or some shit like that. Like,
animals.
I swear, like I came down to like pick
like fucking turtle
moved,
and then you're shark.
When I first moved there, I'm like, I'm level 5. Like, nah, I'm level like cougar. I'm like, what?
What the fuck?
So level 5 comes and there's another student.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at my teacher like, this is what you're doing now, like. You have another student. I felt hurt, bro. I'm being cheated on, bro. So yeah. she was a great swimmer, bro. Like mm-hmm. she was able to, that was when you had to dive in, pick up like, you know, like the ring and
oh yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I couldn't do that.
Mm.
So she would like when we both dive in, like both of you dive in, go get the ring. She'd always come up with the ring.
Yeah.
And I'd be there like,
you can't get it.
Like, he told I remember this day. He told her that you're moving on to level 6. He looked at me, he's like, you may have to do this again.
Damn.
Never came back again.
Oh, where you never went back?
Bro, that shit hurts me to this day, bro. To you kids out there, bro, don't give up, bro.
Damn.
Bro, that shit tragic.
Yo, taking, because I teach swimming too, eh?
You teach it?
Yeah, I like my first job was teaching swimming. Dude, that was it was good. Lifeguarding and swim instructing.
Bro, you need to teach me how to swim, box, everything, bro.
Fam, I really thank my parents because they put me in a lot of good shit. They put me in swimming first and then fighting.
Bro, like, I feel like parents doing that is grateful because it gets you out of trouble.
Yeah,
because I was a bad
kid. It's like life skills too.
Life skills, everything. You meet new friends, like, you know when they tell you like when you're growing up, like, oh, you meet new friends, all this shit. Like,
yeah,
I,
yeah.
I didn't really take that serious until now. Like, maybe that's me growing up. I'm getting old, but it's like, bro, those moments.
Yeah, those moments where you meet someone, because a lot of the times, like, if you're shy in like a socialist setting, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the time, you're not gonna have that same opportunity to meet those people again.
Bro, you gotta cherish those moments.
Exactly.
Like, each relationship, bro. Like each person you meet, there's like a reason for it.
You ever had like a shorty you met at a party or like a social event, and then like you didn't shoot your shot and regret it, fam?
Tons of times, bro.
Tons of times, a lot.
Actually, like I'm that guy, bro. Like,
you go for it a lot.
I'll go for it if I really want it, but I don't really go to parties like that. But
word.
There'll be times where I see a shorty and be like, yo,
yeah,
you fine as hell.
Yeah.
But like when I go to parties, bro, like I don't know, they be too energetic. Like I thought I was energetic, bro. They maybe because they're drunk and shit. Like, I don't get.
Oh, you don't drink, huh?
They be out of them. Like my mama watches, so I can't see
them. Yeah.
Bro, like I can't do it, bro. Like they too like I remember that one party we went to, bro. Like they'll be too drunk for me. They be touching me and shit. Like we playing pong, they be yelling at my ears. But like, bro,
yeah, that's how they turn up though.
Because if you find like if you find a girl that's forcing you to do shit,
if it's not genuine,
that's not in your bag, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it off.
Cause it's gotta work. Like it's not
both ways. Like
yeah, it's gotta work both ways. If it doesn't mix, it doesn't mix. If it doesn't like flow together, it doesn't flow together. You just gotta find something.
I can put my application for a girl right now. If you watch Attack on Titan and you like to make money, in my DMs, bro. That's what I'm.
I'll leave your ad in the description for them.
And if you like to cook, cause I want a cooking challenge. That's if I'm gonna do YouTube, that's gonna be
cooking
challenges, bro. Something like that.
Like what type of cooking challenges?
Like I forgot those guys that they're in Canada, they're famous, but I'm gonna get like you guys,
$100,
bro. Make something, bro. Like, some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Like a chef thing, like you have to make a dish.
Mm-hmm. Bro, you be watching theories, right? Like you guys were talking about YouTube recommendations. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
My recommendation is how to make chicken wings, how to make Kobe beef.
Sing you cook?
I don't cook. I just like watching it, bro.
Oh, okay.
It's like, I don't know, something about food, bro. Like,
word.
You know what I'm saying? I can't get the culinary though. I'm too. My mom's a chef.
Why not, fam? Try it. Yo, what if you try it and then you're just like the greatest chef in the world?
Bro, because I be watching MasterChef, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yo, they'll show 3 ingredients, bro. And they be saying names I've never heard of, bro. Like,
yo, you ever watch Old Boy?
Nah, what is that?
Okay, it's like an old Korean movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much he was locked in like this room for like years, 20 something years, 30 years.
Yeah.
And pretty much what happened was all he had was a TV and he learned how to fight just by watching TV. Like he would watch TV and then like train himself. I always thought like, what if it's possible you can just watch shit and then just copy it? Like if it's all you learn.
I have a theory about this.
Yeah.
So I was with my friend and he was chopped. I don't sober society. We're together.
Yeah.
He was telling me, yo, TV is here to program your brain, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
it's true.
It's like the shit that we wouldn't even think of doing, bro. Like TV is the reason like that we be acting how we act.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know some examples, but like
they literally subliminally and subconsciously they'll be able to manipulate us.
Crazy.
And they started saying that from the beginning of television.
Mm-hmm.
Like they always thought like, oh, because it's a form of communication.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a form of communication, whether it be texting, whether it be like email, whether it be like fucking just face to face,
yeah,
there's always gonna be a moment where someone can take advantage of the other person. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't realize that, right?
When he told me that, bro, it took me a minute. I was like, bro, this guy's stupid. He's chopped. But I was like, wait, it really is true.
Because
like,
see, it sounds so crazy unless you actually like unravel it in your head. Or like if you break it down, right?
Yeah, like try to find examples. But like this TV could be scary, bro.
Yeah.
I think the reason why I was acting like I was in grade 10, 11 was because of Will Smith.
Word.
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince?
Yeah. Always, they said I look like Carlton.
You kind of do look like Carlton. A little bit.
I'll show you the picture.
That one? Yeah, that one picture.
You can post it. But bro, Will Smith, bro, mm-hmm. is an icon, bro. Like,
he's one of my favorite actors of all time.
Bro, like, my favorite movie, I Am Legend.
Weird. Like, yeah. Like, that's a slept on movie, bro.
So I feel like me watching Fresh Prince, mm-hmm. was it programmed me to act in a goofy way type of shit.
Okay, yo. If you're in like an apocalypse like I Am Legend, mm-hmm. would you rather have a dog with you or would you rather have a child with you? Like I'm talking about like a 10-year-old. Which one would you rather have?
Okay, so if there's a way to train the dog, mm-hmm. if the dog's immune to the zombies or whatever.
Nah, it's not immune. It's not immune. Child's not immune either. Which one would you rather have?
Honestly, I think a child. I feel like if you're able to survive mm-hmm. for that long,
yeah,
teach the kid, you know, survival to that. Use each other to survive, bro. Like Last of Us, isn't that what happened?
Oh yeah, Last of Us.
Like she grew up to be like.
But when you have a child, they grow into an adult, and you need to have more food, right?
You thought of this question, bro. But dog, remember they only have like 15 years. I mean, like not even thinking about that, but like the love of a dog, bro, is amazing. But
yeah,
like, and it's just like.
Do you like dogs? Dogs or cats better?
I don't fuck with cats.
I don't fuck with cats either.
PTSD from cats too.
Like cats are cute, but like I'm allergic.
You're allergic to cats?
Yeah, I'm allergic to cats.
Bro, like cats are like, nah, I can't, bro. Like they be walking themselves. Like, bro. Like let me, that's our like, you know? Like
yeah.
With dogs, bro. Like I've been wanting a dog. My mom's scared, but.
Mm. Yo, you see those, the pit bulls, they train to like kill or like fight?
Yeah.
They train dogs to like go and fight people.
Bro, I want a dog that is cute, bro. Like you're a family dog, but if yeah. you gotta protect.
Mm.
It's like a Rottweiler.
My uncle used to have two Dobermans. You know what Doberman is?
The big ass one.
Yeah, it's like a Rottweiler but tall. It's like mm-hmm. a tall fucking.
Yeah. Oh, those shits, bro. You know what's beautiful? Pit bulls are, I think, the most beautiful dog.
Weird, yeah.
Like American Bulldog, those type of dogs. I need one of those.
Okay, well, would you have one of those dogs in the apocalypse, or would you rather have a child when you're surviving?
Bro, I feel like that's a hard question. Give me some time.
Yeah, because look. If you have a dog, mm-hmm. you still have a companion, but you don't have to feed it as much food. But if you don't train the dog's going to be too loud.
That's the thing. My thought, if I'm in an apocalypse, I need to survive.
Mm-hmm.
A dog is going to keep you survive, but like, bro, you're going to end up. There's more chance the dog dies more than a child. Is that true?
Yeah, okay.
So your mindset is about the food.
My mindset is survival, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Survival.
My mindset is like, bro, survival.
Yeah.
But the child is going to be more of a protection.
Okay, let's say the child's not related to you.
Oh, fuck that. The dog. What the if it's my child.
Oh, so it has to be your child, you're saying?
I'm going
to
choose over the dog. But
you don't have a child. That's I'm saying right now.
Like But to be honest, bro, I'm choosing a child.
Word.
Even if it's
not yours?
Nah, fuck that. It's a dog. So it's like, it's half and half on
it. Okay.
That's a good question, though.
I think I choose a dog.
You choose a dog? Why?
Just because when you're in the apocalypse like that, mm-hmm. shit's going to get emotional, yeah. and you can't be emotional.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know when gamblers tell you, mm-hmm. you know when you go gamble and play with money, even with the stock market,
mm-hmm.
you got to detach, like, business and emotions. You can't bring both of that shit to the table. You can't, like, put emotion with your money. Same thing with your survival, I think. Because if it comes down to it in, like, a apocalypse, like,
yeah, but you can't put that in. The Will Smith in me, right? Remember, he was, like, mm-hmm. he joined that family in the end.
Yeah.
And he sacrificed his life
mm-hmm.
for them.
You gonna pull a Will Smith? You'd sacrifice?
For another family? If it's a family, probably.
Yeah.
If it's a kid, I don't know. Like, fuck, I'm looking bad. Actually, bro. All
right, let me ask you a question. Mm. Okay. If you knew you're gonna die, right?
Yeah.
There's always, like, in ancient times, the warriors and, like, samurai, they always wanted to die an honorable death.
Yeah.
You heard of that, right? You know that concept. Honorable, yeah. Honorable death, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you knew you were gonna die, would you wanna do something to make it such a big thing, like an honorable death? Or would it not matter to you as long as you're peaceful?
I feel like as long as I'm peaceful, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna help the people around me, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Like,
let's say it's a tragic death, like it's early.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Would you choose to take that honorable death, or would you choose?
You're saying like, would I rather?
Yeah.
If it comes down to it, like, say if I had to protect someone, mm-hmm. I'm about to get shot. I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna save that person.
You gonna take the bullet?
I'm gonna take the bullet.
Word
to Will Smith, bro. We took for Carlton.
Oh yeah.
That's just the Will Smith in me.
Yeah.
But that's a hard question. Mm. You know, but you know, I'm a good guy.
Okay, if you were in any like time period, right? Mm. And you had to be a warrior, what type of warrior would you be? Would you be like a ninja? Would you be like a knight, fam? Or would you just be like modern?
Gonna shock you. I wanna like them Greek.
Word, yeah.
I was reading about that, like, cause you told, like, I was just reading about theories and shit. Mm. Those guys were like God of War,
like 300,
like Zeus. Those
people, yeah,
like, I'd want those. They're crazy, yo. Like, yeah. They went through that shit. Like, mm-hmm. I think those guys are tough. I have no knowledge to it. If I had to do one thing, it'd be them.
So if you could have it, like a power of someone, like a video game, it would be God of War.
Oh, but if I have a power,
yeah,
that's different.
Okay, what kind of power? Yeah,
the Founding Titan.
Founding Titan.
Attack on Titan.
You
watch Attack on Titan?
Yeah, I'm not caught up though. I'm not caught up.
Okay, I won't spoil nothing. Yeah, Founding Titan, like the Attack Titan, like some, like the Titans are cool, bro. Like that show to me is amazing, bro. Like,
but a Titan, all a Titan can do is just like, it's just a giant.
But I feel like, look at Eren. Mm-hmm. It's like,
oh, and he has like power ups and shit too. Yeah, I guess,
like,
yeah.
They found like he's protecting his people. Like, if I could do that, shit.
Yeah,
crazy, but yeah, either a Titan or like something.
Yo, taken. I think it was in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in South Africa, they found South America or South Africa. They found giant footprints,
giant,
like real giant feet, mm-hmm. and they found giant skeletons. Like, I'm literally talking a 40 foot person,
like a skeleton, like years back.
Yeah,
you believe in that?
They found a skull of like a literal giant.
I believe in giants.
Think so?
Cause I remember I was learning, I think it was Earth and Space. Like,
yeah,
we was taller than 6 feet.
Yeah, we were. Yeah,
we were taller than 6 feet. So as time went on, we compressed it ever. But mm-hmm. I believe there was giants. I believe there were a lot of things in this world, like Bigfoot.
Yeah,
you believe in Bigfoot?
Yo, honestly, I believe in Bigfoot in like, maybe not Bigfoot as in Bigfoot. It's. Like, I believe in it as like it's a gorilla, or it's,
yeah,
like,
that's what I always think. But I feel like we were that big, like,
yeah,
like things like that. When they say this, I feel like it's true. Like, I'm looking back at like dinosaurs, bro. Like, how the hell,
yo, everything was bigger back then. I'm pretty sure the bees were like the size of a fucking football.
Yeah, like them little thing. What's some little things called? Like them little beetles that we see.
Yeah, those are huge. Biology, yeah,
it was like this big, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so, like
dinosaurs. If everything else was that big, we were definitely that big too.
Like, the fact, like, I do not believe in dinosaurs, but they have like the evidence for that shit, like fossils.
How
stuff.
Do you not believe in dinosaurs?
Like, I don't know. Like, that shit, I can't believe in dinosaurs, but I have to.
Yo, did you know like all the dinosaurs? They all have feathers. You know that?
Feathers. They were furry, bro.
Yeah, they had feathers and shit.
Big shits,
fam. Furry. Like, you know the Toronto Raptor logo? Mm-hmm. That the raptor actually had feathers, fam. It was covered in feathers, like a chicken.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Oh, the T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus. Yeah.
They had feathers.
Had feathers, fam.
That's fucked.
Look into it. I think it was because when they made Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
I think they didn't discover yet that they had feathers, mm-hmm. but when they made Jurassic Park, then that's all we knew about dinosaurs. Feel me,
bro? Like, just the fact that they were alive is just crazy to me. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Them shit's scary as hell. Like.
And did you know they're just huge birds, fam?
For what?
You didn't know that?
No.
They're just huge birds.
They were dangerous though, like dangerous ass birds.
Yeah, of course they're dangerous. So they're like fucking.
So like the eagles, are they?
It's like, yeah, eagles. It's like eagles, but yeah, it's pretty much a f-ing giant eagle.
Holy shit, bro.
I don't think all of them were like that, but a lot of them were like that.
Eagles, like, I seen a Twitter picture, like eagles mm-hmm. are huge, like this room size.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but you didn't like.
Yeah, there's some eagles that can like fucking, they're as tall as me and like have a longer wingspan.
Bro, there's some creatures in the world, bro.
Yeah.
That be like, that we don't know. Like when they say like the ocean, like, mm-hmm. we only know what, like 30% or like 5% of the species or some shit.
Yeah, like, bro, I think it was I talked about this before, the hollow earth theory.
Nah, you have to say that to me.
You don't know the hollow earth theory? Mm. So pretty much this guy found a hole in the earth, like this is long time ago. He found a hole in the earth in Antarctica, mm-hmm. and pretty much what happened was he said there's like advanced civilization there. Wait, you remember the movie Journey to the Center of the Earth?
Yo, that was long ago, I think.
You remember that?
I think so.
But remember when they went to the surface? They went to the surface of the earth and then they saw and dinosaurs and prehistoric animals and shit, mm-hmm. and this whole like world underneath us.
That's fucked up, bro. It's scary, bro.
Cause yo, and there's another theory. Like, what if there's another planet within our planet?
I believe in that.
Cause no one's been down there.
Like aliens and shit.
Yeah.
Like I think I was watching a video like the Great Filler. Have you heard about that? I think it's a theory. It's called a Great Filler.
The Great Filter?
Filter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know about that theory, though. Mm-hmm. Explain it to them, bro.
Okay, so the Great Filter, it's pretty much like we can only see a certain, up to a certain light. I think infrared or some shit. Mm-hmm. No, we can't see infrared, ultraviolet or some shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. So we can only see up to a certain frequency, a certain wavelength, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the theory of the Great Filter is pretty much that there's shit out there that we can't see. Mm-hmm. Because we can't comprehend it. Just like how dolphins can see like sonar waves. Bats can see like sonar waves, whatever, right?
Dogs can see ghosts.
Yeah, dogs can see ghosts. Like, mm-hmm. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe there's shit out there that we can't see, but it's still there.
Like, so do you believe there's aliens in this world?
Bro, I think 100% there's life outside of the earth. Mm-hmm. And there may be crazy shit here already that we don't really know what it is.
Because, yo, this year, like, I've so much UFO reportings, like,
yeah,
I don't know if that's real and shit, but like, it's so like, it's a high ass number. Like,
damn, I predicted like we're gonna see aliens 2021. I said that.
2021.
I think so. Before the end of 2021, I think we're gonna see aliens.
You never know,
like, bro. Real shit. Like,
but like,
shit.
Yo, that leads on to like, what if they come in, bro, and they could colonize in the world, bro? Like that, like Promised Neverland. You watch that?
Yeah, yeah.
You caught up?
I'm not caught up, bro.
Like what?
I'm not caught up.
What season you on?
Literally first episode. Like, I didn't even like.
Oh, you even watch?
Nah.
Like, actually, I can't even talk about it.
This light's like, I'm pretty sure a lot of them haven't, so we can't talk about it.
So don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's cool. But yeah, like, just knowing, like, aliens, bro, like,
I'm gonna hit you with theory right now.
Talk your shit, bro.
Okay. What if aliens were the reason we're alive is because of aliens? What if the aliens made us as, like, an experiment? Like, they saw this empty earth, put us on here, and we're like, all right, let's take a look. Let's see what they're doing. I mean, but let's give them a little bit of this. Watching us. Put a little bit of those chemicals in. Watching us.
And now we're here.
And then we're here. And then we're so advanced now. They're like, oh, these guys can make nukes. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, shit.
Yo, get a little bit closer. Take a look. I mean,
I can't even, like, I'm not the type to be like, nah, that's fake, like, false. Like, that could.
Anything's possible, bro. Anything's possible.
Or to my religion. I'm gonna, like, take religion out of this. But, bro, like, nah, like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, where we just came out of, like, evolution. So I wouldn't doubt that aliens are alive and shit. Mm.
I have a really good, like, this is my argument whenever someone doesn't believe in it. Mm. Or believe in, like, crazy shit out there. Look at Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah.
My dog, he doesn't know what the fuck Wi-Fi is. Yeah. He can't comprehend what that shit is, right? Mm-hmm. What if there's something like Wi-Fi that we can't comprehend?
In, like, multiverse type shit.
Not in like, reality, in like this world. What if there's something out there, mm-hmm. that we can't comprehend with our brain, like how a dog can't comprehend Wi-Fi?
Never thought of something like that,
because we know what that shit is. We know it's like it's signals.
Like, yeah, like we scientifically we create, like, not created but built that.
Yeah, we built that shit. Like, we manufactured it. We know it's signals that we use for connection. Mm-hmm. Right now a dog doesn't know any of that shit.
Yeah, so
can't even see it. How are you gonna explain that shit to a dog? Now, what if there's a higher being
that knows about that?
That knows about something else that we comprehend, and we're like the dogs to them. We're like stupid to them.
Yo. Nah. Bro, like, that's, I never thought of something like that.
Yeah. I tell you, I always blow someone's mind on you.
If that's true, we gotta figure something out, bro. I feel like we need to find if there's aliens, like, now.
Mm. Why do you think that?
I feel like our time's ending.
You think our time's ending?
I feel like, because there's five eras. Mm-hmm. I forgot it was Paleozoic, Senate, like, all that.
And then, like, the Ice Age and shit, right? Like, it happened.
Bro, I learned this in Earth and Space, and this mm-hmm. is my own theory. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Each era had its own ending, like the volcanoes, mm-hmm. Ice Age, all that. But we're coming to an end, like, the diseases, all these viruses coming out of nowhere, mm-hmm. global warming, you know, earthquakes, all this shit. I feel like.
How long do you think we have?
60 years, tops.
Word.
60 to, like, 200.
What do you think is going to happen?
Either it's going to be like a world disaster, like, you know, like
like global warming, like
a fat earthquake or something.
Yeah,
or like, bro, global warming is serious, bro.
Yeah, it's real. That real. Shit's real.
Recycle your shit, bro. Recycle that shit.
What do you think about our generation though? Our generation, I think, is the only generation that's really pushing towards clean earth sustainability.
I feel like our generation is the generation to, like,
save the world.
If we're gonna save the world, it's gonna be us.
Yeah,
because, like, all these young kids, like, coming doctors and stuff, like, we have that open brain to things, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, theories, all that shit. So mm-hmm. I feel like, what to your question, like the alien stuff, like, I feel like there's a way to find all that. I feel mm-hmm. like now's the time.
you know what? I think our generation, you're right. Like, we're a little bit more open-minded than the past generations, because not necessarily everybody as general, but majority of our generation seems to be more open-minded.
Yeah.
Right?
Facts.
We're a little bit more open to exploring, mm-hmm. a little bit more open to crazy things, like things we haven't heard about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, we're very down for sustainability. We really want to save what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And even look at like Twitter and shit. Everyone's like social justice warriors.
Yeah. Like, bro. It's social media is a big thing. Like,
yeah.
I feel like once something's trending, like not like aliens and shit, like everyone's gonna know about it. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's why it's like, bro, we gotta find that now.
Yeah.
I feel like global warming.
Do you think aliens are gonna save us? Like, they're gonna save the earth?
Bro, I feel like if aliens were a true thing,
yeah.
I feel like they're so like past us that we'd have to be, like you said, dogs to them.
Yeah.
I feel like we would be dogs.
There was a fucking senator in Russia, I think. He said there's a council with the US, Russia, and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're communicating with aliens, extraterrestrials. And they said, like, humans aren't, we're not on the brain capacity where we can understand them yet. So that's why we can't contact them.
Say, like, if that's true,
mm-hmm.
why can't they tell the world about that? Like, why can't they tell us, like...
Fam, you know why? Because it's so crazy, like, it's going to change life.
Mm-hmm.
We're not stressing about fucking making money anymore. We're stressing about what the fuck's going on over there.
Yeah.
We're stressing about, like, what else is out there.
That's right.
Feel me?
Mm-hmm. But like, so say you're like on the top, like top reps,
yeah,
in this world, and you find an alien, like, you know, like you're in communication with,
mm-hmm.
like, so you're not telling the world.
You can't.
You feel like everyone would just overreact to it.
Everyone's gonna overreact, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be this huge thing, this huge deal, and it might even like stop the economy for a bit because everyone's gonna panic depending on how we react.
There's so much secrets.
Yo, what if, like, because we don't know what if our purpose, because we don't know, okay, what do you think our purpose is? Humans, what do you think our purpose is? Like, biological purpose is to make kids, right?
Evolution, yeah.
Yeah, evolution, make kids.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring it to Promised Neverland.
Okay, yeah, I like this.
Fam, how do you know this is humans' purpose? What if humans' purpose is for fucking agriculture? Like,
I say Promised Neverland.
Promised Neverland. Fucking the aliens put us on here to grow us, grow population. And fucking eat us later.
And you know, like, there was a question with that, and this is my theory. Is
yeah.
that if that's the case, we do that to animals.
Yeah, we do.
We do that to pigs.
We do.
We do that to all this. So I feel like if that's true,
that's nature, fam.
Like, it's nature, exactly.
It's nature.
So it's not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could fight it off.
But it's nature, bro.
It's nature. We could do something about it, but bro, that's nature. At the end of the day, like, we what we do to them. Like,
yeah, that's what they're gonna do. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? So if we're aliens, if you're hearing this, bro, I fuck with y'all, bro. I fuck with.
They
y'all.
Don't fuck with you though. They don't.
You have to break my heart like that, bro.
Man, this is like a squirrel trying to talk to you. You feel me though?
Yo, you know what? I tried saving a dead squirrel one time. I seen that the sidewalk, bro.
Yeah.
Shit. But bro, like, nah, that's crazy. You're telling me that. Like, I never knew about like what you were saying.
Yeah,
I have to keep open minded to that.
Yeah, shit. Who knows? Like, maybe the aliens are just gonna eat us.
Bro, like, speaking of aliens, bro, are you watching Godzilla vs King Kong?
Oh, I mean, when is that coming out?
I think in like next month.
Next month?
But it's like shit like that, bro. It's like there's a whole like not even aliens, bro. Like
creatures and shit,
creatures,
right?
Creatures, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you believe in creatures.
I believe it. To a certain extent. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there's something like a Godzilla. I wouldn't be too surprised.
Mm-hmm. Talk your shit, bro.
Because Godzilla, what? Godzilla, we made him, right?
Yeah.
In like, the story,
yeah.
We made it
mm-hmm.
through radiation and shit in the water.
Nuclear and all that shit.
Yeah, like, we pollute the water, fam. It's not hard to believe.
Yeah. So, I'm talking about creatures, aliens, like...
Okay, if you're gonna look for something, like, look for a creature,
mm-hmm.
look for, like, a mythical thing, mm-hmm. mythical being,
yeah.
What would you look for?
What would I look for?
Yeah. Like, what interests you, bro? What are you like so curious about? Like, damn, I really want to find out the truth about
either the science labs, bro. I feel like they know a lot of this shit.
What the
like,
what
the science labs? You know how like Mewtwo was made in a lab, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit like that, or like I said, the ocean, bro.
Mm-hmm. In the ocean,
bro. Like shit like that. I feel like maybe this is off topic. The government or them scientific man, bro. Like
mm-hmm.
Captain. They created something.
Yo. In World War II, the Nazis,
mm-hmm.
they were doing a lot of experiments on a lot of different shit. People, mm-hmm. twin, like they were taking freaking twins. They're taking, what do you call it? The people that are like conjoined.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Siamese twins.
Yeah.
They're taking people like with weird effects on their body and they're experimenting with them. Kind of like mutants.
Bro, so you think like people are doing that shit? Like you feel like.
Still, maybe. Behind closed doors, maybe.
Like,
okay, let's say, okay, do you think people can be born, you know, X-Men?
Yeah.
Do you think people can be born like mutants?
Yeah, because there's been evidence of
like people doing crazy shit, right?
Yeah, like a lot of like there's people, I don't know, bro. I feel like if you were to be mutant, you'd have to find a way to like find out about it. Like, mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like, if you're born mutant, you wouldn't know. Like,
yeah, you would.
You would know.
You would know because you're different. Depends what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's this one kid, right? I think it was in Brazil. I could be mistaken, but I think it's Brazil. There's this kid that was born blind, right?
Yeah.
This kid was born blind, and the only way he can like move around or see was through making clicks with his mouth. And then, like, use it as sonar, like a bat.
That's crazy.
Like, you ever watch Daredevil or not?
Nah.
Okay, so in Daredevil, he's blind, right? It's the same shit. This kid was blind. Mm-hmm. He can't see anything. So he makes, like, a sound wave. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it makes, like, it vibrates off of objects. And he can see that shit.
That's what I meant. Like, how do you find out? That you have to find out about, like, how do you know making a sound would do that? Like, would make him see shit like that?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You'd have to, like, find. What if we're all muting, bro? We just haven't unlocked it.
I don't know. Yeah, that's true still. Think that's true.
Think
yeah.
Think about it. Like, that kid. Mm-hmm. How do you know? You're not going to know you have to make a sound. Mm-hmm. How did Aaron know he had it? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, bro.
Yeah. Like, in X-Men, it wasn't until, like, an X gene or whatever, the mutant gene in their body. Like came to life. Exactly. Remember, you watched Deadpool?
Nah, I didn't. Don't.
Fuck, you don't watch Deadpool, don't, bro?
Nah, you could say it, though. I'm not gonna watch that movie. Don't flame me.
Bro, okay. So in Deadpool, pretty much what happened was they claimed that everybody has like an X gene.
Yeah.
Like everyone has potential to be a mutant. Mm. But you have to go through like an event or like something your body has to go through for you to unlock that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He did. Once he got bit, yeah, whatever. He thought he was just regular bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, what if we all have, like you said, X-Men?
Yeah.
X gene, bro.
Never know, bro.
You gotta unlock it. Mm. Go experiment, bro. Just don't be stupid.
Okay, if you want a power, like what would you have? Like a mutant gene.
What?
Like not flying and shit, like a mutant. Mm-hmm. Like something an animal would have.
Oh, would like memory count? Would that count as a mutant?
I guess.
Like just infinite memory.
Infinite memory?
Yeah, would that count?
I guess so, because that's just like biology, right?
If that counts, like I remember Ant Farm, bro. Mm-hmm. That blonde girl. Everything she reads, she memorizes.
Word.
To this day, I feel like that shit's cool to me. Like you tell
like me photographic this, memory.
Photographic memory. That's mm-hmm. that's real life though, right?
Some people can do that. Some
like,
people
shit
can do
like
that.
That's mm-hmm. mine. What would yours be?
Yo, do you ever hear that theory how every single president is left-handed?
That's a theory. I've never heard it. Barack Obama's left-handed, didn't he?
Barack Obama's left-handed. Either left-handed or ambidextrous. You know what ambidextrous is? Like both hands?
No, we're depressive. I'm ambidextrous.
Yeah, but every single president or the past, like, fuck, I have to look into it more, but I'm pretty sure the past, like, 12 or some shit presidents, they were all left-handed.
Trump was left-handed. Biden's left-handed?
Left-handed.
What the fuck? So what do you think comes from that though? Like, why do you think?
What if they're predetermined?
Back to the scientific labs, bro. I'm telling you. You mean like?
What if like in order for you to be a candidate,
you have to be left-handed.
Not only be left-handed. What if that's like a signal that you can do something else that other people can't?
Yo, think about like. So it's like a guideline, basically. Like,
what if being left-handed isn't just being left-handed? What if it's something else? It's something else.
You're not left-handed, bro. You right?
I'm not left-handed. I'm right-handed.
Shit. You know any left-handed people? You gotta ask them, bro.
Nah, but like, yeah.
Nah, I know what you mean, though. Like, nah, that's fucked.
Cause what if like left-handed people, they can unlock something that they don't know. Going back to the mutant thing, what if they can unlock something they don't know about?
Bro, she never, like, how do you just grow up to know your left hand? Like, how does that even, we grew up being like, okay, I'm right-handed. Like, right when we grabbed that pencil, straight with your, like, when you first grabbed it, so your right hand, a lot of us, so it's like, think to you left-handed are weirdos, bro. Like, think you drive with your left hand. Like, but, yo, I don't doubt it. Like, what do you think that could come from that?
It's literally just how your brain works. I mean, and if your brain works like that, what if it can do other things?
I feel like the brain can do so much thing that we do not know. Like, we have to find out about that. Like,
for sure.
Like, the fact that we keep a talk like this, the fact that, like,
yeah.
Like, I think going to afterlife, I was watching a video, they're saying like how afterlife can actually exist. Because the brain, it's like one thing, like when you die,
yeah,
memories, like shit like that. I feel like the brain, there's so much like talking about afterlife. What if there's a way to unlock the memories from afterlife, back to the mutant thing? If afterlife's true, I'm saying.
If afterlife's true, yeah.
If there's a way to find, like, unlock your memories from your past life. You're telling me that's not crazy?
Cause look. Let's say the afterlife was real, right? I think there's some stories where people remember their past life.
There's I think on YouTube and shit, like,
yeah, not only YouTube, but like, I'm pretty sure they made movies about it and shit.
So do you believe in Ackley?
And there's fucking like evidence and stuff too. That's kind of what's scary, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, afterlife, I mean like reincarnation, sorry, not just afterlife, reincarnation. Yeah. My bad. There is afterlife. 100%.
Yeah.
But we're talking reincarnation, like coming back.
Yeah.
Because look. There's so many stories and there's so many philosophies of reincarnation.
Didn't they relate deja vu to that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Okay, if you're reincarnated, what do you think your past life was?
Me?
Yeah.
If there was like similarities, if there's connection to this shit, probably like a, I don't even know. Probably like
just look at your life now. What do you think you were in before?
I was probably like an actor or something. You never know.
Yeah?
Probably. Like looking at my life now, I feel like, oh, you acting like, you asking like anything.
Anything. Like, what do you think? What do you feel? What do you feel like? Maybe I was this.
Let me think about it. I was a lion.
A lion.
Yeah.
So saying before, because they say when you're an animal, that means the life before you were an animal, you did some dirty.
Oh, shit, I wasn't even a lion, bro. I'm lying. I wasn't a lion. I was lying. But if that's true, then shit.
That's true though?
Like an animal?
That's what they say. Like if you become an animal, then you were really shitty in your past life. You were like evil. Because they punish you by reincarnating you as a lion.
Set myself up for that one. But
yo, I like to think sometimes that my dog, my chihuahua, that he was a fucking like cartel lord or some shit.
Wow, he'd be like, well, he's grungy or something?
Yeah, like he's like a bossy ass dog. He'll bark at me and shit.
Chihuahuas are heck.
Bam, okay, there's this theory, right? There's this theory that every single chihuahua is like a serial killer or a fucking like psychopath in their past life.
Because the way they be
acting. That's why they act like that.
Not even chihuahuas too. What's the other one? Poodle.
Poodles are chill. What are you talking about?
No, they're not, bro.
Poodles are chill. They're chill.
Nah, there's some hectic poodles, bro. Awa. Like, isn't that...
No, that's chihuahuas, fam.
That's a chihuahua?
That's what I'm saying. Chihuahua. Chihuahuas are the awa dogs.
Why are they so crazy, like?
That's a theory. What if all the chihuahuas, their past life, they were like serial killers,
relating to this.
Psychopaths.
So what if it's like this? It was a circle. Do something bad, you turn into an animal, right?
Yeah.
The animal, you're able to unlock that memory. Easy. Click. That's why you're an animal. But you know, you come back as human or whatever.
Yeah.
Resets everything. What do you think about that?
Like, what do you mean resets
that's everything? Why we don't have no memories of that shit. If it was true, I'm saying.
Oh, so you're saying, yeah, that's the theory is when you do reincarnate, all of the memories are lost from your past.
What if dogs have those memories though?
Oh, you think dogs still have the memories?
Like you said that's why chihuahuas are so like hectic, bro. Like,
but what if that's just their personality?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think personality attaches to soul?
Maybe not. Because I feel like your personality could change over
here. Word.
It could change
over. Okay, so I'm going to blow your mind right now.
Go. Talk your shit.
So what is your soul then? What do you attach your soul to?
What do you mean by that?
Like, do you attach the way you talk to your soul? Do you attach your interest to your soul? What's your soul? Let's say you leave your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will you still talk the same? Will you still like the same food?
Oh, shit. That's like,
what will you think about, like,
bro? Isn't that like, that's facts. I feel like your soul is you though. Like, what's that thing that dreaming? Is it lucid dreaming?
Mm-hmm.
When you come outside your body and you just look at yourself, like, it's still you though.
Like, okay, no, but I'm saying, like, let's say for reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say in reincarnation, we detach our soul from our body, right?
Yeah.
So, what is that soul like? Is our soul still gonna be the same personality? Like, are we still gonna act the same way? Like, if we take this soul and bring it to another body, will we act the same way? Will we still be good at ball? Will we still be good at talking? You know what I mean? Will we still like certain things? Is that what your soul is? Or is your soul something completely different and none of that matters? Like, it's just like a blank sheet. It's like a memory card wiped.
Like a memory card.
You think it's just a wiped memory card?
Mm-hmm. That's what do you think?
So you're saying if reincarnation is true, you're saying it's a wiped memory card?
That's what I think. That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's a blank, bro. You don't think that?
I don't know.
Like,
you think it's just it'll reset? It's a reset?
Yeah. I feel that's crazy to think about. Now that I'm thinking about it. Like, the soul to me is just crazy. Like, because once you die, you're...
Because the soul is real. You know that?
That's real, right?
Like, a soul is real.
So, like, how do you tie, like souls? Like, are, like, ghosts real? So, ghosts are real, then?
Yeah, there's a theory. Yeah, there's this theory that ghosts are real because they're like, lost souls.
I have a ghost theory. Or a story.
Where do you have a ghost story?
Yeah, everyone sit down. You already hear this?
I don't care.
I'm a kid. So my cousin, shout out my cousin. They used to live in this house back. Yo, may God protect us from this negative energy. I seen it on the TikTok comments. I have to. I'm sorry. So they would come to family shit and they would tell us stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like how they've been. Like they'd be calling my aunts, my mom, like, yo, this happened.
It's weird, yeah.
Like some scary shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a kid. They don't think I know about this. But I'm listening. I'm like, okay, say word. So they moved out. Like But before they moved out, they threw a party, like, to cut.
Yeah.
We're playing hide and go seek. So I never told my mom until yesterday. I told her I'm going to tell the story. So I go into a room and I'm counting, bro. I'm like, one, you know.
For hide and seek, you're counting? Yeah.
So I felt something tap my back. But I'm in the room. So if someone came to the room, I would know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I come out the room. I'm asking, like, my cousin, my bro. I'm like, yo, did you touch me? They're like, nah. Like, all right. Not thinking too much about
it. Yeah, yeah.
So the game's done or whatever. Bro, I asked everyone who's hiding. I'm like, yo, you guys fuck around, touch my back. Like, nah. So, bro, throughout the year, bro, I'm like, yo, like, I felt like I was touched by something, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't believe in it. I didn't want to believe in it. And then 2 years after, my uncle went to, like, he's selling the house, so he's renovating the house and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see if I could get the picture and send it to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So he's making the sink. Like, he was making it, like, marble or some shit.
Word, yeah.
And once he made, like, the marble and shit or whatever, he was ready to send a picture. He went to go talk to the people buying the house.
Yeah.
Shattered.
Oh.
And I swear to God, it shot, like, I'll try to find a picture, bro.
That's fucked.
Shattered, yo.
That's so fucked.
Bro, they had to, like, cleanse the house and shit. That's what I believe ghosts are real.
Word.
Like, once my back was touched, bro, like, why would you lie? Like, I'm going
to... Yeah, you're not going to lie,
like,
right?
Bro, like, maybe you do lie, and then after an hour, like, I'm a kid, bro.
Yeah.
If I'm going to say shit like that, you're going to tell me the truth. Like, bro, I was telling my mom yesterday about that. She was like, bro, like, I believe in ghosts.
I believe in too, bro.
So
I'm
tying the souls, bro. Like, you never know.
Yeah.
Because, like, if souls are able to, if it's not a blank, she says it's from soul to soul.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's so much bad people on the earth. What you think? Like,
maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Bad soul.
Because okay, let's say souls take on our past life, right?
Yeah,
like memories, experiences, everything.
Because
a lot of people go through, like, terrible things, right? Yeah. Like, let's talk about the Holocaust. Like, some of those souls, they've experienced, like, serious pain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, serious, like, suffering.
Yeah.
Now those souls, they're gonna be attached to that, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when those souls come back to the next person, what if the reason in their next life they're, like, serial killers, they're, like, messed up in the head, is because they felt that much suffering and so much pain?
That's where psychology comes in too. You think about it.
I
don't doubt it. That's crazy. You feel like, you think science could, like, prove something like that? You think there's
something about ghosts?
Like, just souls like that.
It's so hard, right? It's so hard. Because going back to what I said before, like, what if those things we can't comprehend? I mean,
yeah.
we can't do with, like, our math.
That's fact.
Right?
The circles around everything.
Because our brain can only comprehend so much things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our brain can only comprehend so much. So what if there's other shit, like we can see or we can connect the dots, but we have to be smarter. We have to be able to comprehend those things in order to do that.
Bro, you know what my theory was, bro?
Yeah.
Like what's his name? Tesla, like him, all these
Elon.
I feel like they were put on this earth, bro, to, like...
You think they're aliens?
Them? Not specifically aliens, but I feel like they were put on this earth to find that for us, like, to, like, find light. He was made to find light. I feel like one of these kids in this world right now...
Oh, like Nikola Tesla?
Were put on this earth, bro, to, like, to find the next evolution, bro. Like,
word.
To, like, flying cars, we've yet to find that.
Yo, you wanna hear something crazy?
Yeah, talk your shit.
The moment Nikola Tesla was born, his mother said he will bring light to the world.
He did that shit, bro. Yo,
she just said that as, like, a, as, like, a, like, thing, like,
yeah,
a,
yeah, like a
bring light to the world, right? Mm-hmm. But he dead ass brought light to the world. Like, he invented.
So when I say they were put on this world,
mm-hmm.
they were put on this world. That's my theory. I feel like they were put on this world, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy Tesla's genius.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen his theory with the pyramid?
Nah, what's that?
I think, so, like, a perfect ratio is, like, 3-2, right? 2-3, mm-hmm. that's the golden ratio or whatever.
Yeah.
So his theory was, first of all, the pyramids were made on the equator, I think it was.
On the equator?
Like, right in the...
Oh,
like,
was it? I didn't even know that.
I think it was, that's what it was, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So his theory was, the way it connects everything, how, like, the 3-2, the ratio was, like, the pyramids and shit.
Yeah.
Could give us endless energy.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning, like, all this, like, charging, like, all this shit, like, we didn't have to pay for none of that. It's free, like, it's just in the air.
Does oh, that make sense? Yeah, like, Does that make sense? Like, ions, like,
yeah, like, bro, maybe I'm getting this wrong. If say in the comments if it's true, but like his theory, like, they were saying, like, he was trying to find a way to connect the pyramids to endless energy, but he passed
Word.
Away. He passed away.
Nah, that's crazy.
And like Edison took that over and made it a business.
Because what if that's why the Egyptians made it?
Bro, they still can't find who, like, how they made that.
Yeah, shit. They still don't understand it. They still don't understand it.
I feel like, bro, and thinking about that shit, the pyramid probably has answers to, like, to this whole world, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a theory that they made the pyramids because of, like, aliens.
You think aliens made it?
Like, no, because, like, they taught them something, and that was, like, because if you look at the pyramid, it's, like, four sides.
Mm.
They made pyramids everywhere in the world. Like, look at Mexico.
Yeah.
Four sides.
Mm-hmm.
Egypt. Four sides. Why? Like, why is that a common shape? It's not a common shape in nature.
That's right. And it goes down to the ratio, too. Like, the 3-2 shit. Like,
yeah.
I feel like like they haven't been able to decode all that, the messages on the wall, right? Like
Instagram. Nah, they haven't. There's so much though.
I'm telling you, now's the time, bro. Mm-hmm. I feel like the pyramids probably have all the answers to this shit.
Yeah, what? Yeah, because you never know what if our destiny isn't Earth? Mm. What if our destiny is to go somewhere else? Earth is just like the lobby.
We're just the beginning. Like, not even the beginning, but we're like, we're that progress point, bro.
Yeah.
You scaring me, bro. I know too much, bro. Y'all got to get this guy, bro.
It's crazy to think about, and it's crazy to get like woke like that. It's kind of, it's
fun. You're woke, bro. You're woke.
No, but it's so cringe to say, right? It's like, oh, it's a woke guy and shit. Like,
nah, that's cool, bro. Like theories, bro. I fuck with theories. Mm-hmm. I be watching your podcast every week to find a new theory and shit. But yo, I actually searched up that Tesla shit. I feel like Tesla was that guy. Mm. He died off late and shit, but...
Okay, do you think there's other people that were put on the earth that may have a connection to, like, the outside? Or, like, have a connection to something else?
Probably, bro. Like, what if an alien actually put a kid, like, you know, like, there could be someone infiltrating or something, bro. Like,
you hear that thing about, like, people are lizards and shit?
Nah, what is that? They're lizards? They say they're lizards?
Nah, there's, like, this theory. It's a crazy theory that... A lot of the presidents, a lot of like people in power, mm-hmm. and celebrities, they're like lizards that can shapeshift.
Bro,
like aliens that can shapeshift.
Bro, did they call that the Illuminati?
Yeah, like the Illuminati.
Yo, like, do you know about the Illuminati? Like,
yeah, bro, of course.
Can you like talk your shit about that? Like,
blow. I really talked about it a lot, but like, what do you think about it? Let me hear your thoughts.
The Illuminati, like, bro, it's just, I thought what the Illuminati is, bro. Well, like, I think it's the devils and shit. Like, not like really devils, but there might be people higher end telling them all this shit.
Okay, do you think, let's say the Illuminati is real, mm-hmm. right? Do you think its purpose is evil?
Probably not evil, but their way. Like, how they want the world to be, like, type shit. Mm-hmm. It's like an ideology.
Yeah, probably. Like Thanos.
Thanos. So, like, evil, in our eyes, we probably think it's evil just because it's not going our way.
Yeah.
But you never know. Mm-hmm. We don't join the Illuminati.
Okay, what do you think about, because you know how there is, like, cults with, they worship, like, Satan and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a possibility that those societies are attached to that or no? Because that's a common theory.
That those cults are connected to what?
That are connected to those secret societies.
Probably.
You think so?
If that's the case, then they'd probably be saying way more than they should be.
Because what have they taught us already, right? They definitely taught us greed.
Greed. They're dickheads.
They taught us money, right, and greed.
Mm-hmm. Wait, who?
The government, like freaking the higher ups, the people that call the shots, right?
Yeah, greed, money.
What have they really taught us? They really taught us to spend your money to be greedy. If you really take it in, Jesus taught us to be good.
Yeah,
but what have like the people controlling us taught us? What have like the government taught us ever? Just spend money, be
like,
greedy.
Like saying for like what you just said. Yeah. I remember 9/11. Was it Bush was in prison, right? He said go out there and shop. Like you don't know that? Like
really?
In an interview, I think it was like a kindergarten interview. He said like everyone calm down. He said go and shop.
Get your mind off it. Go shop.
I think that was more for like the economy, but like
yeah,
still greed. Like what you're saying to.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the same thing. It's the same thing, right?
So the economy is bigger than what it really is, huh? Mm-hmm. Government, bro.
Yo, so today's February 12th. So Valentine's Day is coming up. What do you think? Where did the origin of Valentine's came from? What do you think about that?
Bro, I don't rate Valentine's Day. That's because I don't have a girl. But where it came from?
Because I have a theory.
Let me think then say your
theory. Yeah.
Let me think where it came from. Nah, say your theory still.
All right. Are you ready for this one? It's kind of like, did you watch my Christmas theory?
Which one was that one?
The one about the government, the secret societies, like making Christmas?
I don't think so.
All right, bro. So just like in Christmas, we talked about like the traditions of Christmas. Look at like gift giving, trees, Santa Claus, the reindeer, this and that. Remember I talked about this?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Christianity.
I remember what episode, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. What if they just made this holiday as like a stimulus for the economy just so that we can spend a lot of money? Because Christmas and holidays are when society spends the most amount of money in the world.
Because how we go from Jesus to Santa, like shopping,
presents. Yeah. Yeah. Presents. Yeah. Like spend your money, buy a gift.
So,
right?
So Valentine's Day.
I think Valentine's Day is another one of those things where they just made it so that we spend money.
Yeah. But I feel like if that's true, it's a good one though. Like you're spending it for your.
Because who, like what religion celebrates Valentine's?
No, none of them. Right?
I don't know. I don't even know.
That's what the comment
is. In Catholicism, do we celebrate Valentine's Day?
No.
I think they celebrate Saint Valentine's, but I don't. Is it even attached to Valentine? It's not.
Nah. Like Cupid.
Cupid, yeah, right? Cupid is what? Isn't that Greek or Roman mythology?
I don't know.
See, look. What if like Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Christmas? I'm not saying they're not at all a celebration of like for religion. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, what if these like the shot callers of the world were like, we got to implement this so people spend their money?
Bro, that's the economy for you. Like, it's all about money.
Yeah.
Greed, like you said. Like, I feel like, do you think there's a deeper meaning to Valentine's? Is there?
No, what the fuck?
No?
Nah, like, well, what do you do on Valentine's Day? Tell me, what do you do on Valentine's Day?
Bro, I sleep.
You buy chocolates and shit, right?
I sleep in my bed. If I got a girl, I'm gonna give her flowers.
Yeah, there you go. Like, oh, like when you have a girl on Valentine's Day, what do you expect? Like, to give fucking gifts, right?
Yeah.
And then she's gonna be like, yo, buy me something,
that's
right?
That's
fact. Now, what, in the eyes of the government, in the eyes of like the shot callers, would they like that? Yeah.
They're
like, yeah, that's right.
You buy?
Yeah, exactly.
Go buy. Yeah, that's facts. That's crazy. I feel like isn't there another hot Black Friday?
Okay, Black Friday is different though. Black Friday is just like a sale day.
Oh, that's it? Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's just like a sale day.
But yeah, it's all this government, you know.
Yo, okay, hold on. This is gonna blow your mind right now. This kind of blew my mind just for a second.
Oh, shit.
Why the fuck are there bunnies and Easter and eggs? Where did the Easter Bunny go from?
I saw there was a theory about this.
I don't even know the theory. I just thought about it right now.
I heard there was a theory about this. Oh, let me think.
Yo, I'm gonna look back into it though. Like, that's a good question, right?
That's a great, talk your shit for the next one, for this one. But for Easter, like, what I know is just there's a bunny, Easter egg.
Yeah.
Buying chocolate.
But the original celebration was Christ coming back to life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Christ rising.
He rose again.
Yeah, he rose again. But where the fuck does the bunny come from?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
where the hell does the bunny rabbits and like the chicks and like the eggs and
the Easter eggs,
like, and hiding eggs, where does that come from, bro? I'm telling you, the shot callers are like,
the government,
let's make it like this, let's get them to buy all this chocolate, just like in Valentine's Day.
So basically what you're saying is like, every year we're gonna have the religion aspect
of it,
but
we're gonna milk the fuck out of it.
We're gonna infiltrate it to the point where there's a way to like spend money on that day.
Yeah.
Valentine's has Cupid, Santa's on Christmas.
Yeah. Easter bunny on Easter.
Are we missing another one? Those are the three main ones.
Those are like the main ones.
Yo.
Right?
No, I feel like people don't be talking about this either.
Yeah,
like,
people, we don't question it. Cause look, we've been brainwashed so much already.
Mm-hmm.
It's just second nature. Like, oh yeah, Santa Claus. Yeah.
Yeah, like,
yeah, Easter bunny.
Presents.
Yeah, yeah. Presents. Yeah, yeah. But we don't sit back and like, wait, why reindeer?
And back to brainwashing TV too.
Mm-hmm.
Commercials.
Exactly. Like ads. The media, we see it in all these movies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then it just becomes second nature, fam. We grow up with it. We're like, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy too. You blew my mind with that one. That was good.
Yo, you know what's kind of crazy that I just thought of? Like, all of these things, let's say with Santa and like the Easter Bunny and all of these like mascots, they came from when the TV wasn't really around, right?
Yeah.
It's only until like the TV came out, then like everyone's like
bigger.
Yeah. It's more accepted. What if we just made our own shit? Like, what if we were just like, let's call this day fucking the Rose Day, and then we like, everyone has to buy a rose and give it to someone. Or let's say like fucking like a Cactus Day, like everybody buy cactus, some bullshit.
I don't mind that though. I feel like these holidays, like, it's still like,
but then again, it's just for, you know what I mean,
like if it was created by, yeah,
like let's make one right now. Fucking like, okay, a cactus, there's a monster that you have to like buy cactus for, so you buy cactus for your family, put it in your house so the monster doesn't get you, you know what I mean? It's like, right, like if you think about it like that, it's just so you buy product.
They really infiltrating us, bro. It's really the economy, bro.
Mm-hmm, it's marketing.
But it's like, bro, we seen like during the pandemic or whatever, like the economy dies, bro. Like, not die, but like the economy just goes out.
Okay, but like, you know what I really think about a lot? I think about marketing. Cause if anything, I really pride myself in is like my marketing. Like, I make sure I'm really good at marketing. Like, whether it be the podcast, my brand.
Like your brand, building your brand up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you agree with me that marketing is kind of the lost aspect of a lot of people's like career? Or like, let's say you're trying to be a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking about marketing, are you?
Well, promoting.
You're thinking about making music first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're thinking about making music first, right? Yeah. First, right?
Yeah, first. Okay, yeah. Like,
now let me change your mindset on this.
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you can have the most shit like track but like the greatest marketing in the world, and you'll make more than someone else that made a greater track?
Bro, Lil Pump, bro.
Exactly.
He's ass.
There you go.
Let me find more. Black, what was that song by Friday, that girl who sang Friday?
Rebecca Black.
Like, that's promoted. That's why, that's where labels come in.
that's where labels come in, and then that's where they take over,
take advantage of 360 deals and shit. But I feel like, but when you say marketing and shit, bro, like when I be watching like American podcasts and shit, like they be talking about building your brand, bro. At the end of the day, that's what it is, bro.
It is. That's the most important part.
Like building your brand, getting out there, networking.
Yeah.
If you're not a good networker, bro, like you're not gonna make it. You
know what I'm saying? I think communication and just like being able to communicate who you are.
Yeah.
That's so important.
Yeah.
Because that's like, that's number one, is communicating like who you are, what you have.
I have a question. This is from a fan's aspect.
Yeah.
If you have, say something like for the fans, what is one thing that you learned through this whole process building the podcast? What would you tell these kids that are, you know, want to do something like this?
Building a podcast?
Like podcast, YouTube, anything. Like what's the motivation? Like something that, you know, that you want them to know. Mm-hmm. Whether that's mistakes, something you wish that you changed.
I think I said this on the Sophia one, but I say this all the time. Like I didn't know I was going to be good at podcasting at first. It was just something I wanted to try. So I always preach like you have like an interest in something, go ahead and try it. Because who knows, that might change your life. Nice. Michael Jordan, before he picked up a basketball, he didn't know he was going to be good at basketball before he picked it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Baseball, that, yeah.
He didn't know until like he picked it up and then tried. Like what if you go ahead and then fucking pick up a guitar and all of a sudden you're fucking the greatest guitar player in the world. You didn't know until you picked up the guitar.
You know, I really want to be an R&B singer, bro.
Then, yeah, like...
You motivated me, bro.
You don't know until you try, bro.
That's fact.
Like, if I'm interested in something, that's what I pride myself in. Like, if I'm interested in something, I'm going to go try it.
Yeah.
Because who knows, what if I'm so good at it and it changed my life. And the podcast did that for me.
Yeah, bro, that's amazing.
You got to recognize opportunity, right?
I feel like now... It's another question.
Yeah.
I feel like, for me, like, do you feel like the pandemic helped you?
Yeah, guaranteed. 100%.
Me, I feel like the pandemic actually helped me find myself, bro. Like, like if you're willing to, we're at home, we're not doing nothing. Use this time to find yourself.
Yeah,
like that's the greatest
100% thing. bro.
Like I swear people are thinking of the negative aspect. You can't go outside,
there's always opportunity within something crazy, like within something that happened. Like a pandemic, that's life-changing, right? Yeah.
And I feel like the pandemic in terms of Toronto too, I've never seen so much of these people, bro. Like everyone's trying all this shit, like
they're trying new things,
like, and you got to be able to take hate though.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Like, if you let people's opinion affect you,
you can never let that happen. You can never let that.
Don't, like, that's the number one thing I feel like. Haters are always gonna be there, but
fam, you know what I think about haters, man? Because haters, look at anyone at the top. You think anyone at the top hates on people at the bottom?
No,
because they're winning. I mean, like, if you're hating,
there's like 1-2 haters, but like,
I'm saying, like, if you're at the top,
yeah.
If you're actually at the top, you're not hating on anyone down there.
You're gonna bring them up.
Yeah, you're not hating on anyone down there. It's only the people at the bottom that are hating on the people on the top.
That's right.
It's like, and why? Starts with a J. Jealousy, fam.
Yeah, facts. That's facts, bro. It's like,
that's
bro,
why.
And I feel like a lot of people that be hating on people on YouTube and shit be because they wanted to do that.
Yeah, they wanted to do that, but they can't do it. That's why they hate.
If you have pride, bro, you gotta put that shit to the side, bro. You know, like, if you're gonna do something, do it.
Yeah.
And now's the right time. Now's the best time.
For real.
We only getting older.
Exactly.
But yeah, like, proud of you, bro. Proud of you.
Thanks, fam.
Proud of you.
Thanks, bro.
I remember when, right, like, especially JUCO, like your clothing,
yeah,
fire on the socks and like all that shit, bro. Coming out the box, like doing things out the box, is crazy to me. Like, and I feel like you're an advocate for like people in Durham. Like what you're doing,
yeah,
different, bro. Like you're inspiring people, bro.
I'm happy to do that, bro. Like that means more to me than fucking likes on Instagram. I mean,
like, bro, like I be. Bro, every day, like, and seeing the people around me, bro, just coming up, like, bro, like, you telling me I should do YouTube, like, shit like that, bro, like.
See, at the end of the day, like, there's numbers, but what means more to me is actually making a difference, you know what I mean? Like, if I can change your perspective, your mindset, or if I can change someone else's, like, mindset and inspire them to do something, that means way more to me than just, like, money in my bank, like, numbers.
That. And using this, like, this...
Because that shit's forever.
Yeah.
Money's not forever. That's, I mean, facts, like, this Instagram, like, fucking fame, this and that, like, that's not forever. Impacting someone's life, that's forever.
Forever. And, like... That's what I'm saying. Like Toronto, like people who are watching from Toronto, bro, stop hating.
Yeah.
Let's come together as a community. Like,
yeah,
like, you can make, like, for you too. Like, I'm telling you, bro, you're making something different in Durham. Like, now's the time.
Thanks,
that's
bro.
All it is, bro.
Yeah, bro. Alright, let's end it there. Alright, thanks for coming in, RJ.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Appreciate it, bro.
At the end, unless you want me back one time, you let me know.
Yeah, for sure. I'm free.
And if I start a YouTube, I'm gonna let you know.
Alright, let him know, like, your Instagram, whatever. I'm gonna follow you.
RJ2H3Ys1.
I'm gonna put his link in the bio.
Subscribers, thank everyone clapping.
Thank you, everyone tuning in. Jumpers Jump out.